Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Jack. How are you?
I am good, and I am ready for a little Christmas vacation coming up later this week. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week. This is the last one of the year, by the way, directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. And Mike, I think this week we wanted to talk specifically about those ads that are reaching franchise candidates. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, so it's actually something that came in through a couple questions that we got over Facebook and also LinkedIn. One of the things that's been happening over really the last couple months, but more frequently, I guess, in the last couple weeks here, is a lot of franchise development ads are getting flagged because Facebook is classifying them under their employment umbrella. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the cool things we can talk about today is, why are they doing that? You know, how to avoid that, or at least, you know, what you can do to still run your FranDev ads underneath that employment tag, like Facebook is going to eventually force on everybody. But seems like over the last couple of weeks, they've really gotten a lot more particular about it.
Yeah, I actually had a few ads get flagged where I wasn't even talking about franchise opportunities. I was interviewing someone who was a franchise development executive, and even just having that terminology in the ad, it got flagged on Facebook. So I think they're really taking a hard look at this. Before we get into the tips, let's talk a little bit about why this is happening.
Yeah. So I think probably the biggest misconception of the tags that you have to do, special ad categories is the real word behind it that Facebook classifies, is that they only pertain to ads that are for that particular thing. So for instance, you have things like housing or credit, or in our case, employment, and then political is kind of the fourth category there. But it doesn't necessarily just apply to those particular items. So for instance, even if you're selling land, Facebook still considers that a housing ad, even though land, you know, for sale doesn't fall under the same stipulations as maybe a home sale does, right?
Right, right.
And in the same way, just because you're recruiting a new franchisee or showing them a business opportunity, even though that's not you saying, hey, I'm going to be paying this person and employing them, Facebook still classifies that under you're targeting people for, I know it's not a job, and that's going to probably rub some people the wrong way, but
yeah,
in a real sense, Facebook's saying you have some type of opportunity for a person that is going to change their employment status, whether that's from, you know, CXO at company XYZ to franchise owner at company XYZ. You're trying to get people to move from one job position or unemployed or not currently invested in this particular business and get them invested or working in that particular industry field business. And so it's putting all of those things under the same umbrella. And the reason is very simple. Facebook is so sick and tired of getting sued. And and so that's really at the end of the day, what's happening here is they have
and showing really, up in front of Congress, right? That's even worse.
That's right. Yeah. Why would you want to continue testifying in front of Congress if you don't have to? And so they've really taken a let's play it really safe and then we'll look at edge cases. Jack, I don't know if you remember this, and you probably do, but we actually had a discussion around this. It's actually been probably 3 or 4 months ago with Philip Rather, who spoke a few years back, and we were actually talking about the same thing. It was the first time I had ever seen it happen on a FranDev ad where it got flagged for not being under that employment category. So if you didn't know this, this has actually been happening for months now. The people that are just now getting hit, you're very lucky. But that was one of the things that Philip and I had a good discussion around was the fact that just because the category is called this thing doesn't mean it's not all encompassing. You know, credit doesn't just mean credit card companies or, you know, credit management or, you know, payday lending or whatever it may be. That credit category covers, if you're a car lot and you offer financing, you're under that credit ad. And so it's like they're far more encompassing than what people probably want them to be. Right. Because the problem with them, right, is they limit your targeting abilities within, you know, your detailed targeting and things, which is what, you know, people find so valuable in Facebook. And so that's kind of the why behind it.
And it sounds like they have to call it something. So they're calling it under the employment category. Maybe
exactly.
You could have come up with a better name. Maybe it should have been called opportunities. Maybe it should have been called, you know, business opportunities or something like that. However, it is what it is. That's the name of it. I think everybody in franchising that right now is losing their mind over it. We need to suck it up and say it's called employment. We know that franchising isn't about employment. The government doesn't quite get that. Facebook doesn't necessarily get that, but we know it. So we'll call it employment and move on.
Yeah, and I think part of that too, and just so everybody's clear, we actually had this fight 3 months ago with Facebook, and one of the reasons that we ended up sitting down and talking with Philip about it is because I actually sent him, if everybody in IFA remembers, you know, there was a big celebration, I guess, last year where there was actually the law passed or whatever for you know, protecting franchising and not putting it under
joint employment.
The employment thing, right? So I actually sent the mandate to Facebook and said, look, like the federal government says this is not employment. You should not be classifying it this way. And that's what actually led to that conversation was, hey, we get it. We understand. And so don't think that Facebook doesn't understand that franchising is an employment opportunity. They get it. They understand that. They're protecting their backsides and being as safe as possible here. So you can appeal ads till you're blue in the face. You can write angry messages and, you know, all that till you're blue. It's not going to change anything. You might get lucky one or two times and get somebody that really understands it and happens to, you know, click approved on your ads or something like that. But 99.999% of the time, you might as well just go ahead and click the employment box or you're going to end up getting your ad account shut down. And it's going to not go well for you.
So let's go ahead and click that employment box, even though we don't agree with the term. And now what can we do besides just agreeing with the employment box? What can we do to successfully run an ad?
Yeah. And I don't want to give away the keys to the kingdom here because obviously there's a little bit of secret sauce with every organization that does this. So sure. I'll give you some high level basics of the way that we've mitigated some of it. But there are also some other things that, you know, we're not going to share publicly that we're able to do to do some things here. But a couple ways to think about it. Number one, there's still some good targeting options there. If you generally know some things about your current franchisee base, there's actually a franchising or franchise targeting set where you can target people that are interested in franchising. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good safe place to start if you don't have a lot of details or don't have the ability to do some other things. But really, where we've seen the best success in FranDev now is using those special ad audiences. And for those who don't know what it is, basically the way that you would create a lookalike audience, you can now create what's called special ad audiences. And they work very similarly, right? You're going to choose your source, which can be a customer list. It can be a lookalike audience you've already built. It can be a website pixel data, whatever it may be. And then you actually just have to select that category. And what that does is it pulls out all the key identifiers from your ability to see them, right? So that's the whole bit behind this is Facebook has to protect equal employment and all kinds of different things. But ultimately, it's about protecting the data of their users because that's what started this whole thing in the first place is protecting privacy and data and all that different stuff. So they're going to pull all those identifiers so you can't see any of them. You can't know that, okay, these people are in this category, these people are in this category, whatever it may be. And so you can still build those. Now, a few strategies that we've used. So if you've got a system where you've got at least 100 units, you can actually upload your current list of franchisees and build a lookalike special ad audience off of that list of current franchisees. That's a really great base level strategy to use if you're looking for some quick targeting. That's a really, really good one. I've also seen people do the same thing off of their recent leads. They'll just export their warm or better leads out of their CRM. They'll use that, create a special lookalike audience off of those for special ad audiences, and run it off of their hot leads or their warm leads. So that's another good option. And then there's a few other things. Like I said, I don't want to give away all the keys to the kingdom, but that would at least get you to a point where you can run your ads and know that you're hitting a good audience still, built off some data that you already have so you can feel confident with it. And then beyond that, like I said, there's a few other tweaks and some different lists and different things that you can get your hands on and do some things with that work really, really well. But again, I'm not going to give all the secrets away because that's what we do. So
yeah, we've got to reserve a few things for the customers over here at Social Joey. And but if somebody would like some more information, please reach out to us. We're at socialjoey.com. And you can also reach out to us and schedule some time right here through Social Geek Radio in the Facebook Messenger area. Send us a note. We'd love to have a further conversation with you about this if you would like. Mike, thanks for that update on Facebook this week. We'll be back with you in 2 weeks right after New Year's. Until then, man, have a Merry Christmas.